for those
Wait, is that
I
Rick Rubin?
The shower the day before.
Is Rick Rubin producing this feud?
Yeah.
There
yeah.
is an evil genius behind this, and it's Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
I don't think he's made an album good in a really long time, but he's clearly still using his powers for evil. Oh, this was all his idea. He produces hits, not music. Oh, no. I knew it. I knew it was evil. Oh, put him on the... I'm on the list.
Yeah. I just have.
There's several really bad albums, like by any metric, Life of Pablo and the newest one, which was an actual mental illness album, but not like I got better one. Not like I got any professional help. More like they told me to take these pills, but I'm not going to mess with my genius. Like, oh no, you're going to have to make a follow up to this once you get treatment. You're going to have to make a second installment called A Medical Professional Has Recommended I Do the Opposite of What I Said on My Previous Album. Phone conversation with Kanye and Taylor Swift in which they discussed the lyrics to one of the songs. That was a whole big controversy. I don't care because the song sucked anyway. So who gives you... It's just bullshit drama. But I am uniquely curious... I think I figured out what this is exactly. It's the psychology of certain very famous musicians is weird and curious to me. Kanye in particular, I've talked about it before on the podcast. If you're not familiar, the podcast is Your Music is Bad and You Should Feel Bad. You can find it at yourmusicisbad.com. And soon, new or actual episodes should also be on my YouTube channel and also happening live on the Twitch channel. This is the conversation, and it's really indicative of what I think I'm going to start calling extreme fame psychosis. Another great example is Madonna's video on Twitter today about, like, staying safe and healthy during Corona and, like, her doing her... It looks like she's in, like, an extremely high-end hospital or, like, plastic surgeon's office, but then it turns out she's at home in her, like, wellness suite or whatever. It's really weird. Anyway, let's watch these... rich, crazy people talk to each other.
Okay, now what if later in the song, I was also to have said, I made her famous? Is that,
So did you say that?
Yes, it might have happened.
Oh, God. Just kind of like whatever at this point.
Yeah.
But I mean, just you gotta tell a story the way that it happened to you and the way that you experienced it. Like, you honestly didn't know who I was before.
Like, this is such a it's not a, like, regular conversation, and like obviously the fact that he's recording it at, like, multiple ways, I think, because I think this even, like, clearly there's multiple, like, angles to this video for some, or maybe it's a digital zoom, but
no,
look, there's two different angles. What the? So he's getting backup or whatever, because, like, they're thinking about, clearly, again, my first thought about this video was it took me a minute to remember what song it was even about, because it wasn't a good song. And so it's like you put more time into the drama of this song than the actual song. This was not even like a memorable song.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. It's fun. It's definitely you're ready to trend. Fucking song of the year type territory.
It is definitely not song of any year. Including the year that it came out. It wasn't even the biggest controversy of Kanye's that year, I'm pretty sure.
Even if we've made an incredible achievement, it's harder for people to write down our name for some reason.
Mm.
I get it. It's just human nature. It's envy. It's asking people in our industry to vote for the people who are already killing it.
Yeah, it's like how so many people wanted Meek Mills to win.
Severely
because,
deluded.
Bro, like me, I'm in personal debt. I'm in debt by a good like 20-30 million ever since the fashion, and still have not made it out of it. So that's part of the reason why I had
this
to go.
This is actually what made me decide I want to watch this, talk about on the stream. Is he talks about how, like, he at least admits that the specific reason he's in debt is the fashion, is after the fashion, and this is really interesting because. I think it's finally like something you can specifically point to that he's delusional about, right? Like, he's still on this, and like he's about to say something that really reinforces, because like, oh wow, at least he realizes that he lost all that money Because of his fashion endeavors. I mean, he probably doesn't blame himself for it still. He probably blames the industry for trying to keep him out and being racist. And it's like, yeah, but if you spent that much money on your fashion line and you're as famous as Kanye and it didn't do, like, either it wasn't good or you're bad at business or probably both. I don't know if it would, I don't know if he'd be making better music, but like if he had just kind of taken that as like, well, shit, maybe I am not also the greatest fashion designer. Maybe I should just be the best at the thing I do. And but that is not clearly what happened. Clearly, it turned into like everyone's out to get me and like triggered a bunch of other mental illness issues he probably hadn't dealt with. This is actually well, this is the earlier stages of him making stuff that no, like very few people seem to really. I mean, I know some people still like it, but there's several really bad albums, like by any metric, Life of Pablo and the newest one, which was an actual mental illness album where he basically says, but not like a, I got better one, not like I got any professional help, more like, they told me to take these pills, but I'm not going to mess with my genius. Like, oh no, you're going to have to make a follow-up to this once you get treatment. You're going to have to make a second installment called A Medical Professional Has Recommended I Do the Opposite of What I Said on My Previous Album.
It's like even in debt, he moves around like he's like a billionaire. I'm like, yeah, I'm a cultural trillionaire. I might have financial
Now, okay, so in the Kanye isn't necessarily stupid category, he occasionally says things that are true, but then like with this extra layer of insanity on top to make him sound crazy, even if he's kind of right. And that's part of why a lot of the times Kanye fans be like, well, he's got a point, but then other people be like, but he also sounds like a crazy person. So this is one of those, because like technically, yes, fame is a huge amount of currency in our society and should be able to at least get you help you get out of debt. You just have to make the right deal. I don't know, like a good example is probably Dave Chappelle. I don't know if he was in debt at all, but after not really doing anything professionally for years, he was able to just be like boom. Like he would have, I think he got paid almost as much as Kanye is in debt, if not more actually. So, but fashion is like the okay, the shoes apparently worked, but like pretty much anybody can sell a pair of shoes too. It's just how famous are you? I think the ones that Kanye designed are ugly anyway, but they were very popular. But so, you know, it's a little bit of A, a little bit of B. He's partially right, but then he takes it into like this weird narrative of how he is the greatest, he is the chosen one. And that is something you should speak to a medical professional about, a mental health a mental health professional.
So
And that's probably why he's now charging for his terrible church services.
negative 20 million. Currently, I, Kanye West, the guy who created the genre of music that is The Weeknd, that is Drake, the guy who created every single person that makes music right now, favorite album is The College Dropout. Every single person that makes music, that is there. And I, but I'm.
Greatly exaggerated, but partially some truth. Again, he's very influential. This is very true. And like he talks about like every like it's not everybody though. Like there's no nobody it's oh, it's so dumb. Like nobody is liked by everybody, right? Like by virtue of being popular, a certain amount of people will be annoyed like I like the fact that I have been required to be aware of Kanye's entire musical career.
Is there a way to monetize Yeezys in a way that you felt would still keep them authentic, but make them into a multi-billion-dollar company?
Well, that's what we're gonna do. That's what we're in the plans
Good.
of. I have no, I'm 100% gonna be like a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, I just gotta imagine and vision board it, and then the money will be like, what are you talking about?
Is there a way to monetize Yeezys in a way that you felt would still keep them authentic, but make them into a multi-billion-dollar company?
Oh, she's saying, can you turn your one pair of shoes that sold into a multi-billion dollar company? No, that was his fashion. Like, you know, the one thing that worked was the shoes. Like, do something music related. Well, he did. Now he's doing church. He turned to the church, and the church gave him a bunch of money.
That to me, like I told Drake that the other night, I was like, yo, Drake, I'm in personal debt. And to me, for me to tell Drake, the fucking number one bachelor in the world that could fucking wrap anybody into a trash can that lives four blocks down the street from my wife and, like, basically what? Fucks all of her friends.
Is he worried about Drake coming after his wife? That's what it sounds like. Man, I just... The obvious things that people don't realize they're saying out, like, communicate... Like, what are you...
Putting down the sword or putting therapy. Down the hand, like, or opening, showing the hand. Just, that I don't have my poker face on with any of you guys.
Somebody to listen to the things he's saying and go,
you know,
I'm just a creative. You know, everything
like
I did, even when it was
this
time, whatever,
this
it might have been
rapper.
From a, you know, it's always like from a good place. And I know that I'll overcome it. And I know that the world will overcome it because, like, I'm going to change the world. I'm going to make people's lives better on some post Steve Jobs, Howard Hughes type shit. Like,
why would you bring those people's names up and talk about making people's lives better? Do you not understand the actual legacy? No, these are children. This is the problem. They're not, like, they need their mommy and daddy managers there to, like, let them know, like, they need an adult in this conversation and they do not have one. And so it's just,
I'm going
to
do things that
insane
help
nonsense
to calm
back
down
and forth.
Murders.
You should
in
not
Chicago
be recording this, Kanye.
Globe.
This was a bad idea.
To calm down police brutality, to equalize the wealth meets the class system, because there's a bunch of classes, wealthy people that hate Obama because he's more social and he wants the people who don't have anything to have everything.
He's more social.
And
that's
my,
like,
my...
wow. That's like a real, like, that's literally the truth. People like Obama because he's more social, but I think he means, like, in a political way. And, I mean in a literal way.
Little way by learning how to design. Design is something that's only given to the rich currently. Give you a bit of, like, where I'm at, the perspective that I'm at, and the way, the fact that I am the microprocessor of our culture. Meaning, like, I can figure out how to, because
I'm sure Kanye knows how computers work.
I mean, a Mary J. Blige type album. I can figure out how to get the fashion world to accept my wife and thus the whole family. I can figure out.
He's trying to take credit for the Kardashians now? They were already a thing in the fashion world and beyond. Kanye is the one who married up in terms of, like, overall money and even cultural clout at this point. Because music is important, but the Kardashians represent something far more basic than it's not even about fashion. It's just
figure out.
Gotta make sure we keep recording this really dumb conversation that nobody should ever hear. If we ever want to. Like, I mean, I guess people just don't see it. They're like, no, this seems reasonable. He's a genius. Geniuses sound crazy a lot of the time.
No, you can't grab that. Lock the door.
But keep recording. Lock the door. Don't. Nobody else comes in. Yeah. Keep recording this on both video and also some other audio just in case. Wow, celebrities, they're idiots, just like everybody else.
The original way that I thought about it is the best way, but it's the most controversial way. So it's gonna go Eminem a little bit, so can you brace yourself for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. wait a second, you sound sad. No.
Probably, if he had to call and get permission, okay. Like, yes.
It says, and the funny thing is, when I first played it, and my wife,
hey, bud, why don't you just, like, this is, like, all of this points to this is a bad idea, like, or, like, you knew what was gonna happen. I mean, it wasn't a bad idea from, like, a marketing perspective, right, for, like, a PR, but, like, you knew this shit was gonna blow up at some point. That's why you recorded this. So you can say you asked permission, even though any idiot can see that, like, you can tell as you're asking for permission that it's a bad idea, it's gonna piss her off, and it's gonna sound bad, and it also reinforces your recurring psychosis and delusions.
And then,
unlicensed
Ninja
psychology
from,
renegade psychology.
He was like, oh my god, this is, I feel like Taylor Swift might owe me sex.
Oh, that is worse than the one that actually came out.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that actually makes more sense. I thought it was weirder that, like, because the line that came out is, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. might owe. Well, it makes more sense with his like fucked up delusions.
That's not me.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, this is the thing why I'm calling you, because you got an army.
Just because she was expecting way meaner. She was really expecting. He did say Eminem, and like all Eminem did in the 90s was basically say controversial shit for several albums. Yeah, he's literally like, I'm going to go Eminem, which means he's like, you're going to be offended. But like, she was probably just expecting worse. And so the fact that she was just like, oh, I guess what. But like, even at the beginning, you know, she was never going to be like, don't do it, right? Like, there was clearly an unspoken artist's bond that while we're asking permission, there's this, like, at the very beginning, she's like, you need to tell your side of the story. You need to tell your truth and what happened in your mind. But you should also make sure you run it by a mental health professional. No, she would never say that, because then she would also probably have to consult one.
I thought it was gonna be like that stupid dumb bitch, like, but it's not.
Yeah, see, he oversold it, so she was like, yeah, fine, whatever.
I think it would be kind of confusing to people, but I definitely, like...
Everything Kanye says is confusing to people. What are you talking about?
Like, yeah, I'm his biggest fan. I love that. I think it's hilarious.
Wait, is he trying to get her to premiere the song that has the lyric about it? Or is it something else? Oh, I guess that way it would inherently sign off on the lyrics if she premiered the song. Like, trying to play it off like, oh, it'll be a cool we're really friends thing, but also it's a much bigger request that she can say no to while not inherently saying no to the lyrics. So
people think like, oh, he's a bully, he ran on stage with Taylor, he's bullying Nike now,
this and now he's doing a song about how she owes him sex. That's not at all,
because what? Because on fast,
I just want,
like,
everyone
said,
to think that's cool and normal.
Easy, they were out for days. Nike, I have batted, so, taking shit away. They,
yeah.
Funny thing, as I thought about the weed and the president, both of those.
Wait, is that Rick Rubin?
The shower the day before.
Is Rick Rubin producing this feud?
Yeah.
There
yeah.
is an evil genius behind this, and it's Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
I don't think he's made an album good in a really long time, but he's clearly still using his powers for evil. Oh, this was all his idea. He produces hits, not music. Oh, no. I knew it. I knew he was evil. Oh, put him on the list.
I thought I just had, you know.
Yikes.